USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Homeland Security Secretary is holding a hearing to evaluate terror threats against the United States 2 decades after September 11, 2001. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas explains how his department is combating China's efforts to exploit the COVID pandemic.
DHS has targeted PRC-based manufacturers to prevent the PRC from exploiting COVID-19 to profit from the production of fraudulent PPE and medical supplies that especially endanger our country's frontline workers. DHS has also prevented goods produced by forced labor from entering our markets.
President Biden is noting international sorrow over the millions who have died from COVID. Addressing the UN General Assembly, Biden saying the world must prepare for the next pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Business leaders are coming together to urge Congress to take action on child care. A new letter calling on lawmakers to increase and sustain investments made in that area. They want providers to receive direct grants in addition to the Child Independent Care Tax Credit becoming permanent. Among those who put their names on the letter include leaders of Parks, Hotels, and Resorts, Cargill, Albertsons, and RE/MAX. Canadian voters give the thumbs up to their current prime minister.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Joe Lasorda, the widow of Baseball Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda, died at the age of 91. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The U.S. southern border is still seeing a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers trying to get into the country. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton warns of the consequences of allowing all those illegal immigrants into the country on Fox Business.
The cartels will have much more infrastructure built into this country. That will be something I think we'll see over the coming years, because they're going to have connections to these people they're sending around because they brought them in. Some of them are beholden to the cartel, so you're going to see a lot more of that. You're going to see more importation of fentanyl and more people dying from that. You're going to see more human trafficking.
With the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, Republicans are asking the U.S. government to recognize them as a terrorist organization. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends, nothing good will come out of trying to deal with the Taliban.
There'll be an effort to normalize relationships with the Taliban. That will be a disaster. Any money you pay them doesn't go to the people of Afghanistan. It goes to them. And they will give safe haven to Al-Qaeda because they bleed the same. They have a common purpose.
DraftKings is reportedly making a $20 billion bid to buy UK online sports betting company Entain. CNBC citing sources familiar with the matter is saying the offer is largely in shares of Boston-based DraftKings stock along with cash. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.